Reprint 4484, October 1st, 1909. Our Comprehensive Consecration Vow. Many are writing us that they took the vow months ago, when first it was suggested. We are glad to have all names at any time. Our opponents are boasting that as less than 7,000 names have as yet reported as vowers. It follows that the majority of the many thousand readers are opposed to it. We do not believe this true, yet cannot dispute the logic of the argument. All not for the vow are apparently against it. Our belief, nevertheless, is that those who have taken the vow are experiencing a great spiritual uplift therefrom, a greater nearness to the Lord, and consequently a greater safety in this evil day. It is our confidence, too, that the Lord will make the vow plain to all of His faithful in due time, and that many more, if not all of the true-hearted, will ultimately take it and share the blessing. Notice that nearly all who are going blind on the covenants and the sin offerings are such as are opposing the vow. Of course, we believe it to be of the Lord's providence and meet in due season at this time, else we would not present it in these columns. Some have gotten the erroneous idea that the vow is more stringent than our original consecration vow of baptism into the death of Christ. On the contrary, nothing could be more comprehensive or tight than our vow to be dead with Christ to all sin and alive with Him to all righteousness. This includes every act, word, and thought fully in accord with the will of our Lord, to the extent of our ability. The vow suggested for a year past is less comprehensive, but it specifies certain outward forms recognized as safe, and such specification is found to be helpful. It is the new creature that is bound both by the consecration vow and also by the supplemental vow of specifications. If the new creature fail in the latter vow, he surely has failed in the original comprehensive consecration vow. What should he do upon realizing a shortcoming? He should follow the apostle's admonition and come courageously to the throne of heavenly grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in future times of need. The blood of Christ cleanseth us, new creatures, from all sin, cleanses our robes. It was efficacious for us as men, justifying us and bringing us the privilege of joining with our Lord in His sacrifice, and it avails for all the weaknesses and imperfections of our flesh after we become new creatures. This supplemental vow demands so much less of us than our original consecration vow that all should be able to keep it, both in letter and in spirit, we believe. But if, perchance, a moment of severe temptation temporarily overwhelmed us, and we failed to observe the vow as fully as we desired, we should promptly go to the throne of grace for forgiveness, for the cleansing of every spot and wrinkle. That was reprint 4484, our Comprehensive Consecration Vow.